This year's Four Bridges Arts Festival, presented each year by the Association for Visual Arts, or AVA, here in Chattanooga, starts online on Thursday through a smartphone app. Sarah Moore is the festival's director, and Jennifer Lewis is executive director of AVA. Sarah, Jennifer, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Tell us how AVA is operating at this time.
AVA with COVID has been a very interesting. Luckily, we have been able to move to mostly virtual, so the staff have been home. We're now open a few days a week, but we have a ton of virtual exhibits on our website and on our social media that has been keeping the visual arts alive in Chattanooga.
And how has life with COVID-19 shaped what you are sharing online?
Well, unfortunately, because we can't hang anything, we're doing lots of interviews with our artists, getting to know our artists, getting to know our participants that way. It's been an interesting transition because, of course, it's hard to interview, as you know, it's hard to interview people online and really understand what they're doing and how they're doing it. But it's been an interesting, neat experience for us.
How much of this were you doing even before the pandemic hit?
Nothing. We were not doing any virtual exhibits. So the moment the pandemic hit, we had about a few days to kind of switch everything around. And Krenisha Whiteside, our curator, Sarah Moore, our director of Four Bridges, immediately started pivoting and turning things into virtual. So we turned our workshops into virtual workshops with Zoom. We've turned our classes into Zoom, and then, of course, all of our exhibits, which Krenisha just kind of created.
What response have you seen in the past few months?
It's been a great response. We've appreciated everybody responding so well. They've been attending our virtual classes as if they were coming into our workshops on site. We've had more people come through our virtual exhibits and look at our virtual exhibits than if we were open to the public on Fraser Avenue, which has been great. We've been able to reach more of the community.
We should pivot to Four Bridges, Sarah.
Yes, so Four Bridges should have happened in April. And of course, when everything shut down in March, we had to make a contingency plan very quickly. So we made a decision back then to postpone the festival. We postponed to September 3rd through 5th, thinking in our head, September is super far off and that'll be fine and we'll be ready to go then. Worked with our artists to figure out who needed a refund and who could continue on and worked through all of that. Our sponsors have been great for us. Through the summer, as the case numbers began to rise here locally, we realized, along with our partners in the city, that doing a live event just really wasn't going to happen. So we started working with a smartphone app. It's a platform called Socio, and we've built an app for the festival through Socio, and we've pivoted the entire event to a virtual event via this app.
And so give us a preview of what people will see when they go on that app and participate.
The app is available now on Apple and Google Play app stores. You can download it. When you download it, you'll find several different features. All of our artists have a virtual booth on that app. We have over 100 artists participating. You can get in there, look at images of their work. We actually have images of what their booths would look like at a festival, so you can kind of get a feel for how things are set up for them. And then we have links to their personal websites for sales, so you can shop online with all of the artists. Also on the app, we have listings of all of our sponsors. We have a listing of our jury. We have an event game that you can play. You can get on. It's like a scavenger hunt game. There's clues in several of the artists' virtual booths to find passcodes for the game, and you can collect points. We'll be giving away some prizes for that. And then September 3rd through 5th, we'll be running live videos via Zoom with our artists that'll link directly into the app. We have about 13 artists participating in these live artist talks and demonstrations. And the demonstrations will be kind of exciting. We can't really do live demos very easily at the live festival because the artists are working in their booths selling. And so this is something that's really unique to this virtual festival, that we can do these live events. The artists can show off what their home studios look like, show what their work process looks like, and do a little demonstration of how they work. So it's going to be a really exciting thing for us to do. We're also going to be debuting a new video that we've been working on with our partners at Atomic Films here locally about the history of Ava and the Four Bridges Festival.
Are there any themes that run through all of the artists' works? Are there works that are reflecting what people are living with now under COVID-19?
The only artist that I know of offhand who has really reflected the COVID experience in her work, and it's mainly through the titles of her paintings, is a local artist named Jamie Barks, who paints a lot of forest and tree scenes, but she has begun titling a lot of her works with phrases like stuck at home or another day in the studio at home alone. So that's fun. The big theme of the festival this year was supposed to be our 20th anniversary. 2020 is the 20th year of the Four Bridges Arts Festival. And we were looking forward to a really big celebration of that milestone. And we're still happy to celebrate that milestone, but it's a little bit tamped down this year. I do want to point out that another local artist, Brent Sanders, is the only artist who's been in the festival all 20 years. And so that's a big deal for us. So we're excited to have him back virtually, and we'll see him again in 2021 when we go back live.
And where can people go online for more information? And again, where can they get that app?
More information about the festival in general is available at our website, which is avarts.org. And there's a whole Four Bridges page on the website. And then to download the app, you can go either to the Apple or Google Play app stores and search Four Bridges Arts Festival. That's the number 4 Bridges Arts Festival, and you'll find the app there, and it's free.
All right. Sarah, Jennifer, thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Ray.